Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Flyer on 720 WGN. One of America's favorite pastimes, pinball, is back and more popular than ever. Northside Chicago factories turned out the majority of the world's machines for most of the 20th century through today. It's a surprising link with the city of Chicago's past. The pinball machine with the bumpers and flippers that entertained generations owes much of its history to Chicago. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Elk Grove Village. And recent Stern Pinball titles have been big hits, including Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, Games of Thrones, Kiss, WrestleMania, The Walking Dead, Mustang, Star Trek, Metallica, and many more. Stern Pinball is celebrating its 30th year in business and the 50th anniversary of the iconic American TV series Batman with an anniversary edition pinball machine featuring the world-famous dynamic duo of Batman and Robin. And in studio with us is Gary Stern. He's the president of Stern Pinball to talk history and how he's keeping the game of pinball alive for generations to come. Gary, pleasure to see you again, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I knew there were companies that made pinball in Chicago, but had no idea that we were really the pinball capital of the world.
Oh, we definitely were. Going way back to probably the 30s, but certainly the 40s, you had Bally, Williams, Gottlieb here. Those were the major manufacturers at the time. And it was wheel manufacturing. And
yeah,
just, of course, we're wheel manufacturing too, but
sure,
not quite as vertically integrated as they were then. But we do manufacture our games here, and most of our parts come from Chicagoland suppliers. So we still are a Chicagoland business. It's here partly because the people who know this business or are in love with this business,
yeah,
they live here. They move here to be in this business, to make these games, partly because the suppliers who have the tooling for some of the special parts, the little plastic posts or the little plastic inserts that go into the playfield, they're here, things like that. So the knowledge is here, the supplier base is here, and we've been here.
Yeah. Well, history dates back, and they say, you know, 150 years, like when the French had a tabletop game called, was it Bagatelle?
Bagatelle, yes.
With cue sticks to shoot the ball within a playing field. But it wasn't like 1870 when a Cincinnati toy manufacturer, was it when he replaced the cue with a spring-powered plunger, and that's kind of when the original pinball started coming around?
Before my time.
Before your
before
time.
Before my time.
Course,
you're a little
yeah
bit more knowledgeable than
yeah
you've done your research.
Yeah, I have.
I almost bought a Bagatelle once. I wish I had bought
yeah
it.
Yeah.
I'm very upset with myself that I didn't buy it.
Now, Wiffle produced pinball in Ohio and Whoopi in Chicago. David Gottlieb made Baffle Ball and became a sensation, sold like 50,000 pieces in 6 months. You know, by 1932, there were about 150 pinball manufacturers, and then Harry Williams got into the game and created Williams Electronics.
That's correct. You also have to mention, when you talk of history, Ballyhoo that Bally made, which was a classic old pinball machine. You know, the pinball machines, you know, started out purely mechanical,
yeah,
even countertop, which is what they were when my father started operating in the 30s. Added electricity with batteries, added electricity. 1947, Humpty Dumpty, a Gottlieb game, an engineer named Max put flippers, not like we see flippers at the bottom,
yeah,
but flippers. So it's all changed quite a bit. Harry put the tilt on the game.
Is
that
was right?
One of his claims.
And Harry Williams, yeah.
It got named Tilt because he watched somebody playing, and it had a little ball on top of a cup that the ball followed off. That was the tilt. And he saw the ball fall off, and the player said, "I tilted." So therefore,
that's where it came
from. That's where the name came from.
I love that.
Harry said. Harry's long passed, but he passed in the early 80s. My father passed in 84, so it would have been before him.
Wow. Wow, look at that. And then, you know, the pinball was actually not even used as a name until like 36. And then the bumper was invented in 37 in Ballyhoo, as you were saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Harry Mabbs invented
Harry
the flipper.
Harry Mabbs, the flipper, right.
Yeah,
Mabbs,
1947. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 1966, the first digital scoring pinball machine, Rally Girl.
Oh, my. My.
Rally Girl.
That might have had Nick's. I can't remember what they're called. Little tubes that had the numbers in it. Any event, not a major part of the business at the time.
Yeah, yeah. 75, the first solid-state electric pinball machine. It was the Spirit of 76, released by Micro.
Yeah, down in, they were in Phoenix, as I remember. They really weren't a big player either. Shortly after that, the major players here, which would have been my company, Stern, the old Stern, not this one, Bally, Williams, Gottlieb, came out with solid-state logic and pinball machines.
So your dad, Sam, was the co-founder of Williams, which was the biggest and best pinball company, really, in the world.
He actually bought into it. He was a game operator to start with. And in 1947, came to Chicago, he became a distributor, so he came to Chicago, saw Harry Williams, his supplier, sat behind Harry's desk, put his feet up on the desk, kidding around, and said, "Why don't you sell me the company?" Harry goes up in his airplane, flew around Chicago for 3 hours, came down and sold my father half of Williams.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you had Williams, Bally, Gottlieb, which was actually the leader in most of that time.
Yeah.
Chicago Coin.
Very cool. And you were you hung around your dad's office a lot as a kid. I mean, you kind of you were in the business from an early age.
We moved here when I was three, but he bought in when I was two. So I was around it all that time. When I was 16, working in the summers, he started me in the stock room. And that's really, we are first and foremost a manufacturer. We love games, but we're a manufacturer. We make the games. We manufacture in Chicago. We're American manufacturers, very proud and patriotic, if you would, to be American manufacturers. And most of our suppliers are in the Chicagoland area. We need manufacturing in this country, so we're very proud of that. Manufacturing, the foremost thing is material control. And so he started me in the stock room. If you don't have enough parts, you send the people home, you lose money. If you have too many parts, you got parts left over and you lose money. It's material control, and you see all this modern manufacturing talks just in time, so forth, all the consultants, and they're right. Material control is very, very important to have a quality product and to, you know, make money. Now, as I said, we love pinball, but we're manufacturers, and and we're a business. We have a lot of customers that are hobbyists, and we love them. They're very important to us. And we have a lot of customers that are business people running game operations. We have to make money, or we can't continue to make pinball machines. So, it's just like people who design cars, love cars, and they want to design that automobile so they can sell that automobile and somebody can use it.
That's right.
And then they make some money so they can design the next one. We're the same. We design pinball machines because we love pinball. We want to play pinball. We want other people to play our pinball, and we want somebody to buy it so that we can turn around and design the next game. It's just capitalism. It is what it is.
It says a lot about your dad, though, that, you know, you started in the stockroom. Like, you started the right way. You know a lot of how these family businesses go. All of a sudden, these kids are starting at the top and not learning the business from the ground up, and that's exactly what you did.
Well, you know, and then I worked for him during the summers for many, many years, and I worked in the accounting department. I have an undergraduate degree in accounting, so forth. In fact, one summer we had a disagreement, and either I quit or he fired me. I tend to think he fired me.
Okay.
So at 7 in the morning, I was home from college. My mother woke me up and said, "It's time to get up and go to work." And I said, Well, Sam fired me. I don't have to get up. She said, I just rehired you. Get your A out of bed and go to work.
That's awesome. Good family business. You know who's in charge then, too.
Yes.
So in 84, your father passed, and to carry on the tradition, you founded Data East Pinball.
Yes, we started Data East Pinball in 86 with investment from a Japanese video game company that had an American arm in its name, of course, was Data East. Founded that company. The first three employees were myself, Shelley Sachs, who worked with me before and still works with me. So she's
That's
been with
cool.
me. God, I'm going to get in trouble here probably near 40 years.
Wow.
And maybe more.
There's
and
some
loyalty.
Yeah.
And Joe Kamenkow, who has collaborated with us, he stayed from the beginning through 15 years or so and then went and to do some other things that are design related. He still loves pinball and is collaborating with us with our Batman 66 30th anniversary celebration game. In 94, we sold from Data East and us to Sega and became Sega Pinball. Same company, just changed the name.
Sure.
Sega was a shareholder of Data East, so it was sort of one of those inter-Japanese things.
Yeah.
And in 94, my group bought the company from Sega and changed its name to Stern Pinball. So it's the same company, different shareholder.
And the 90s, really, I mean, when you think about all these great games that were out there, and I look at, you know, Shangri-La and Apollo and B-Time and Smart Set and the Gold Rush games, Space Mission, all that stuff. In the 90s, this was a massive comeback for the pinball game.
Yeah, we had there had been a video era. Coin-op video games had outshined pinball, and they were getting sleepy, old, what have you. And pinball just got people's attention again their love again. Now, interestingly enough, there's a trend in America, and I'm seeing it other places, for barcades, and that is
everywhere.
Well, within
and I've had a few on my show. I mean, it's a fun experience. You grab a beer and you go into the. It's almost like a rainbow shining down into this massive room, and there's just walls of pinball games
and of video games from the 80s.
Yeah.
Easy to learn, hard to master, which is what a pinball should be, too.
But younger kids who were never born during those generations, they're the ones going in there.
Well, if you think about it, the market is 25-year-olds. One of them is near the financial district, so I'm going to say 35-year-olds. The cost per play can be anywhere from zero to half a buck instead of a dollar, sometimes a dollar, but usually, you know, a lower cost per play. The beer, they usually have 24 different beer on tap and a full bar and this. Now, I only drink the beer that's because it's a little fattening. If it's not about 9% alcohol, I'm not drinking it, you know. I think the first beer approves my game and the second beer maybe not.
Yeah.
But there's seven or eight barcades within 4 miles of where we're sitting right now.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Great trend.
We're talking pinball with Gary Stern, and there's more about the big games coming up that he's got and much more when we come back on 720 WGN. State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Gary Stern of Stern Pinball. There's a pinball expo coming up, Batman 66 game coming. You know, I'm looking at just the lineup of some of the games, and I was looking with my son the other day. You've got some really cool stuff you're selling right now.
We do. They're not only great titles, but executed great and really fun games, which is what's most important. You know, these are not heart-lung machines. They're supposed to be fun. You know, we're selling amusement. They should be fun.
That's funny.
We do everything pinball. That's what we're about, is everything pinball. We do two or three cornerstone games a year, and we'll make a pro model, a premium model, limited edition. That's because we have three segments that we have as customers. We have game operators. We were talking about barcades, but they may have a game in a French cafe or a arcade in Italy. Luckily, I get to do the international sales and just came from Rome.
Yeah.
We have pinball enthusiasts and collectors. We have, and they're competitors. The IFPA, the International Flipper Pinball Association, ranks I'm probably going to be low now because they always tell me I'm not keeping up. 40,000 players in 30 countries.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is a sport besides a game. And then we have rec room buyers. You were talking about maybe you'll buy a pinball machine,
Yeah,
Dave?
I'm looking for that Batman 66. That sounds incredible to me. Yeah.
You would be a rec room buyer, somebody who wants a game.
Yeah.
Now, you know, typically somebody like yourself played pinball when you were younger.
Yeah.
You want a game and you need mommy to approve it, so you tell mommy it's for the kids.
Wait, what? See, she's sleeping right now, so there's no way she's going to hear this conversation.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, no, I like some toys, and we've got an 80s arcade game.
There you are.
We've got a jukebox. We've got a cigarette machine that's filled with candy cigarettes.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They were horrible, by the way. They're encouraging kids to. Lucky Strikes, white with little red tip on the end.
That's right.
I was just talking to somebody my age about that.
But they're hard to fix. I mean, this one's from the early 70s, and I mean, I've got all the original labels in there, but I learned the hard way that I had to find candy cigarettes that were shrink-wrapped so they slide nicely through the machine.
Sure,
very
sure,
important.
Sure, okay.
So, you know, this Batman 66 is big, but you know, this year alone, you know, Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, I'm looking at Games of Thrones. I mean, you're at the edge of what is really part of pop culture.
We are pop culture. Pinball itself is pop culture.
Of course.
The titles we use are pop culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, we are about everything pinball. We make the two or three cornerstone games a year, pro, premium, LE, to get the different segments. We occasionally, you mentioned Spider-Man, Vault Edition. We made Spider-Man before. We brought it out of the vault to remake it, made a couple changes,
and cool.
redid the artwork.
Yeah.
We have studio games. Our Whoa Nelly is a game, and Batman 66, done partly or all by an outside studio that brought us a design. We do some private label manufacturing for somebody else. We do a private label. We right now are making a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer for Pabst Brewing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And because pinball is, as you say, I mean, we're just cool today, you know, and people get that. Then we also have our games with a company, Farsight. We partner with them and have digital games. We have apps for the phone. And finally, we are now with Oculus. We've got our games on digitally on virtual reality, plus accessories, parts, and swag.
Wow, look at swag. I saw some of your swag at sternpinball.com.
Everything pinball.
Now, Batman 66.
We have 66. New T-shirts, by the way.
I saw them. 30th anniversary.
They're very cool.
Yeah.
I found out about them because my daughter text me. She wants the white one. I said, the white what? You know?
See, your people are working, man. They're getting it done.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it.
They're getting it done. So Batman 66, this is the big new game. And again, it's the 30th anniversary of Stern Pinball, but it's also the 50th anniversary of Batman, the original TV series. And you got stuff going on with Adam West, with Burt Ward, because there's a pinball expo.
That's right.
So this is all salute to the original series, which to me, you know, I love the Mustang. I'm looking at some of the other games you're doing. I'm really excited about this one.
This game is really cool. It is. It has three different versions of it: a premium, an LE, and a super LE. It's designed in conjunction and with collaboration by Joe Kamenkow, our original in his studio, Kapow Studio, our original. My associate who started the company with me, designed by the game itself is designed by a team, George Gomez, who's head of our design, and Lyman Sheets, a great rules guy. They're known for Monster Bash they did together, for our Batman Dark Knight that they did together.
Saw that one. Yep.
That was a great game.
Yep.
Though this is a different game, other than they kept the crane that's in it. Other than that, all new features, plenty going on. Speech by Adam West.
I was going to say, voices. I know, I love that.
Speech by Ward, the limited edition, normally we do 500 of a limited edition. This will have 120, one for each episode, and another 120, total 240, one for each different gadget from the different shows. You know, everybody worldwide, they know the show. I was speaking to one of my customers in Spain. He was on the phone, and we usually have to email more. His English is well better than my Spanish because I have none. But so we're talking about it. And he knows it well, but suddenly I realized it's the 50th anniversary of Batman 66, yeah. and he's in his late 30s. Okay, but he still yeah. knows it well.
Of course he does.
Still knows it well.
Hey, I got to tell you, I got a 15-year-old, I got an 11-year-old, and I got a 4-year-old, and my 4-year-old is sitting in front of the TV watching the original series.
Great.
It's classic.
It's classic. Absolutely classic.
And then you got this pinball expo. There's a pinball expo coming up that you're a big part of. It's Wednesday, October 12th through Sunday, October 16th at the yep. Westin Chicago North Shore Hotel on Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. And you've got a kind of a big launch thing with Adam West there as well.
Absolutely. First, on Thursday, through the Pinball Expo, we have a tour of our factory.
That's cool.
Thursday night, I get to speak. Friday, we have a party that night, and there may be some tickets left, maybe not. Ed Robertson, who's a pinball enthusiast and also the lead for Bare Naked Ladies, will perform. We have a sword swallower. I think Ernie Hudson's there from Ghostbusters. We got
that's
a Ghostbuster,
awesome.
You know, the car outside.
Of course you do.
As I said to you, it's very sad, but Mindy the Kissing Monkey won't be there. I'm not sure if the trainer or Mindy passed away. One of them
gotcha.
Did.
Gotcha.
It was very sad. And so it's a very big event there. But before that, for the people who have made deposits throughout the world on any of the versions of the Batman 66,
yeah.
the premium, the limited edition, or the super limited edition, if they made deposits, they get to participate in a meet-greet photo with Adam West.
With Adam.
He will be there.
That's very cool.
He is cool.
So I think your application deadline might have passed, but I'm going to have to get one over to you. See if
well,
you can sneak
you
me
know,
in.
For the Super LE, you need the application. For the other
Rest,
models,
okay.
you don't.
Beautiful.
You're okay.
To
you're
going to
be okay.
Lovely.
And the Super LE is got a lot of extra stuff on it. It's an expensive pinball, but it's got a special topper on it, a special sound system, so forth. It's worth the money and very collectible. There'll be 30 of those, one for each year that been in existence, plus another 50 for one for each year of the Batman series, because it's 50th anniversary. Only 80. There will not be 81. Only 80. We won't even have one at 81.
Look at that.
You know, so when we're very strict about our numbers.
You are. You are. And that's what makes them highly collectible.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, if you would like to own a Stern pinball machine, you got to visit and look at this collection, folks, because it's absolutely amazing. SternPinball.com. For more on pinball coming up this weekend, this is the expo, you can go to pinballexpo.net. Gary Stern, man, always a pleasure. You're just so into this and so excited about your company, and that's why it's successful, and that's why people love these games.
Well, thank you very much. I love coming down here and chatting with you.
Thanks, pal. All
thank
right.
You.
Top stories are next on 720 WGN.